Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
I want to get us, onto this vote in relation to student nurses. And the Irish Times headline says, government accused of threatening student nurses like skivvies, or treating, should I say, treating student nurses like skivvies and slave labour. Over the course of the pandemic, there have been, I suppose, significant focus on our student nurses who have been put at the forefront of COVID-19, working tirelessly across our hospitals. And before people start giving out to me, I know other people have worked tirelessly as well, including all the retail sector who've remained open all the way through the COVID-19, and including our journalists, by the way, and people who work on radio now, and a lot of other frontline services. Now, student nurses who have been prevented from taking up part-time jobs because of COVID-19 should now be paid while on placement. This is the call for many nurses and the opposition politicians last night and today, after a motion was defeated last night. Now, this motion would have provided an immediate reinstatement of the payment for student nurses and midwives who were in placement since COVID-19. Minister for Health, by the way, Stephen Donnelly, surprise, surprise, was absent from the debate, and a number of TDs described it as an insult to the frontline student nurses, of course, because he's the Minister for Health, he should have been there. But anyway, the 4,000 student nurses and midwives that have been working in the frontline were briefly paid. Of course, you may remember Simon Harrison stated that payment, the healthcare assistant, the HCA rate in the spring in recognition of their essential nature of work. And that happened in the UK as well, by the way. Student nurses in the UK were paid up to the end of the summer. Now, many are now supporting student nurses by saying that they have been carrying out jobs that go above and beyond their job spec, so to speak. Many are now sickened to hear that the same TDs who clapped for health workers every Thursday, do you remember that? Wave the health workers, give them money. Ah, no, I'm stopping clapping now. Healthcare workers during the first wave have now voted actually against the motion. For some student nurses, they rely on part-time work to help pay for the third level education. We're told they cannot take up work outside the hospitals while they are on placement due to the risk of spreading the virus. An INMO spokesperson said previously that if you're not paying students, we think it's reasonable to ask them to give up the jobs that support them through their studies. Or unreasonable, should I say. A survey in 2018 showed that 71% of fourth-year students, nurses and midwives were considering leaving the country. 71%, think about that. Okay, three-quarters almost of student nurses will leave this country after they have finished their training. 79% of them identified increases in pay and improvements in staffing and working conditions as required incentives to retain nurses and midwives in the public services area. But look, the bottom line is it's a mess. In some countries in the world, they do pay student nurses. In other countries, they don't. Australia pay them, Canada pay them. I would wonder, probably Dubai and places like that will pay them. But here in Ireland, we certainly don't. Maeve is a student nurse and she joins me on the line. Maeve, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Maeve?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Good. I see Fianna Fáil, Fianna Gael voted against the motion.
Yeah,
35
and
30.
The Greens as well.
The Greens as well, yeah, yeah. Sinn Féin and Labour voted for it, of course. I mean, it must be very disappointing that these same TDs that were out clapping their hands, you know, for 3 or 4 weeks, whatever it was in a row during the first, I suppose, round of COVID-19, you know, when we were all scared stiff that, you know, our health service would fall apart to the seams, we would all die, et cetera, et cetera. And there they were clapping every Thursday. Now here they are voting against giving you a few quid. It must be very disappointing.
It's disappointing, but it's not something that we really thought that they would do, being honest. Ireland has a bad kind of history of not respecting nurses and midwives.
Mm-hmm.
So I can say, although, like, obviously the opposition have been really supportive of people for profit brought forward the motion.
Okay.
We weren't expecting it to go through. Stephen Donnelly's used an excuse time and time again that they're supposed to be educational placements.
He's like the Scarlet Pimpernel. Well, he's like the Scarlet Pimpernel at the moment. He seems to be disappearing from the doll constantly all the time, yeah.
Yeah, and as you said, it was insulting that he just didn't bother to turn up yesterday. The speeches in the Dáil were fantastic. So many TDs contacted student nurses and midwives to make sure that they were getting it right in their speeches. And it was brilliant to see. Like, they've been really, really engaging with us.
Okay.
But of course, he didn't bother to show up. We weren't expecting it from him. But,
okay, so let's put things into perspective here. Now, I know there are people around the country saying, well, hold on for a second. I'm, you know, training to be an engineer, or I'm training to be a computer scientist or whatever it happens to be, and I don't get paid. So why does a student nurse want to get paid? Well, the difference is you guys have been told you can't work part-time anywhere else because of the COVID-19. They don't bring infections into the hospital, so they prefer you kind of limited your contact somewhat. Now, I know they have said today, now the update on the news today is, of course, that the suggestion is now they may get a PUP payment as a form of compensation dating back to when the payment stopped. But there are people who will argue, well, hold on for a second, you're training, you're in training. Now, I know nursing is a very different type of training because you're on the job training, you know what I mean? But you are still in training. And when you look at the figures that 71% of fourth-year student nurses and midwives are considering leaving the country, people will say, well, hold on, I don't want my taxpayers' money paying some student nurse to learn her skill to go off and use it in Canada or Australia or Dubai or somewhere where she's going to be much better paid.
Well, I think the problem with the vote is that they've alienated us now. So we have a full workforce, say, first to fourth years now, who want to leave now. So I think if they had have actually bothered to listen to what we were calling for and actually decided, hey, we'll listen to them, they're obviously putting in a crazy amount of work and going, as you said, above and beyond what we're supposed to be doing, we really would have appreciated that and we would have felt respected. But the thing is, we're discouraged and we want to, it's a really, really bad way to start off our career. I'm starting my internship in January on 1070 after working as a HCA throughout the entire pandemic. I started working when no one knew what COVID was going to be like. It was kind of, I didn't know what I was going to be in for. Mm-hmm. And I have significantly less responsibility when I'm working as a HCA. Obviously, it's hard work. No one's disputing that. But it's just totally different when you're on the ward as a student nurse or a nurse.
To give some people some idea, as a fourth-year student nurse, when you're in a hospital, I'm assuming you're in a hospital, would you be the tasks that you would be given to do, would they be that of a full-time nurse?
Yeah, sure. It's chronically understaffed. You know, like I know with the educational placements, and that's very well that they're saying that, we know that. But you're also working. The health sector is so understaffed that we are there filling in the gaps. And at the end of the day, we're not fulfilling our learning opportunities at the minute because so many staff are out. There's so many positions going. So we're learning as well, obviously, but we're working. Like there's no doubt about it.
Given the same responsibility, or is there limits to the responsibility until you're fully qualified when you end this year, right? Are you given the same responsibility? For example, I don't know, are you allowed, for example, to put in an IV, or are you allowed?
We're not allowed to do skills such as that, but like at the minute we're told that we're supposed to be supervised for everything. Like we haven't been supervised for everything from our first day. We've been on a ward, you know.
Yeah.
Just they're totally out of touch with what's actually going on in hospitals. And it's just really annoying. Everyone's been laughing that Stephen Donnelly is saying these are educational placements. We're kind of saying that's not what's going on in the real world. He's just totally out of sync with what's actually happening.
Okay, so you're actually filling in a space that nobody else is there to do. Or nobody else is there to do. Yeah, of course.
You know, like I've heard stories, my friends hiding from on the wards because if they hear there's a student nurse there, they won't put an extra HCA on the ward. Like, it's just a disgrace. We shouldn't be used as healthcare assistants. If we're there as student nurses, we should be treated as student nurses.
You're essentially interns, yes. In other words, you know, you shouldn't be given the responsibility of a nurse because you should have a nurse beside you at all times to make sure you're doing things right, because otherwise that would be quite neglectful when we're talking about human beings. Yeah. You know, do you believe it's a dangerous situation when you've got people who are underqualified, with no disrespect to you, by the way, that you've got people who are underqualified, who are not HCAs, and who are being tasked with doing the same jobs that, in some level, that a nurse would be doing? I mean, is that a dangerous situation, do you believe?
Yeah, I haven't been in dangerous situations myself, but I can definitely see that.
Not personally, by the way, but for patients.
Huge potential. Yeah, absolutely. Huge potential for it. And, you know, it's just not good for our mental health either. You know, you can feel very overwhelmed after a day. You're really, really putting in your all. You're going in to learn. And a lot of the time you're just kind of being used, as you've said, as skivvies. You know, it's just really, really unfair for us.
And are you planning to stay in Ireland, or are you one of the 71% of the fourth-year students who said they're considering leaving the country?
Well, being honest, I think it's going to be higher than 70% after what's happening. You know, other years we've just been annoyed about how we're treated, and it's been overstaffed. Add COVID on top of that, and then not being paid for when we're calling out and saying we should be, we're working.
And do you think you should be paid? So you believe going forward, you know, for good, so to speak, you believe student nurses should be paid. Now, do you believe they should be paid from year one or year two or when they get into year four? I mean, where do you believe they should be paid from?
It's hard to say. I think the idea of a bursary would be really good going forward. But with COVID, like with the understaff and because of people out sick, I think we do deserve to be paid at the minute.
Okay.
And then going forward, I think the bursary. And then myself, when I start my internship in January, I'm on 1070. I think it's actually disgraceful. I've worked in retail for years for more money than that. I work as a healthcare assistant for 330 more than that. And then I'm going down in pay to start off my career as a nurse. You know, so that's number one on our list for 4 years is to reinstate the HCA pay for interns that they got last year because of COVID. COVID's still there. I'm going to be on a COVID ward for 2 out of 4 of my placements. So you're telling me that last year's interns were worth the €14, but this year, even though we're still going to be looking after those patients, we're not worth it? You know, that
doesn't make any sense. No, of course it doesn't.
It doesn't make any sense.
And by the way, in relation to your college fees, Maeve, I mean, are you paying college fees? Are you on a Susie? Are you paying college fees?
Yeah, no, I'm paying full fees. Well,
How much are the fees?
€3,000.
Okay, all right, okay.
So I did a course, I did art for a year first, so I actually paid $7,500 in my first year.
Okay, well, I personally believe all college fees for nurses and doctors should be free. They shouldn't have to pay.
Absolutely.
I would put a caveat that you might not agree with, Maeve. The caveat is that if you leave the country within 5 years of qualifying, that you have to pay it back.
Do you know, I wouldn't say no to that because, you know, like we'd be respected throughout our training. The problem is we're not respected while we're training and we're done with the system when we finish. I was on a Zoom call and someone said, as soon as they finish, they are never going to work for the HSE again. And you know what? Can you blame us? Like, we're literally being used for free every day, filling in for staff members for free. Of course we don't want to work here anymore. We're done with it.
Okay, somebody did text in, by the way, says, Niall, although they may be paying €3,500 to €4,000 for their college fees, go to any other country or many other countries in the world. I wouldn't say any, but many other countries in the world, they would be paying a lot more than that. If third level education is subsidised in our state by the taxpayer.
Well, we're highest in the EU, so that's quite untrue.
I want to go to Laura. Stay there for a second, because Laura, you're a student nurse as well. You're in your second year.
Hi, Niall.
Hi, Laura. You're not surprised by this vote against this. You're not surprised by the motion, no?
No.
I'll be honest with you, I was surprised because, you know, Simon Harris and Leo Varadkar and everybody else were all clapping their hands on every Thursday like everybody else. So I was surprised they voted against it.
Niall, I was watching the motion yesterday morning and as soon as I seen that Minister Donnelly didn't even bother to turn up, I was like, oh, well, look, I think that's enough said, really.
Disrespect immediately, yeah, of course, yeah.
Yeah, and then I think they come out earlier, or Fianna Fáil said something earlier about the work that student nurses do for second and third year isn't real work. It's not until their fourth year that it's real work.
Right, okay.
I can't say any more than Maeve did there because, like, everything she said has kind of hit the nail on the head. Like, that's what it is.
Maybe both answer this text. There's a text come in here. Now, both those ladies that you have on, surely when they joined nursing and when they went into the profession in the first place, they knew what it was all about. They knew they wouldn't get paid during training. They knew what the fees entailed and they knew what the job entailed. So why are they moaning about it now? Well, Laura, do you want to answer that?
I'm not moaning. I did know.
All right, okay.
I did know. And I still made that decision. Like, I am a mature student, so...
Yeah. I mean, it is a vocation. I get it. It's a vocation. Yeah. You know, I mean, it's not something that... It's not everybody's cup of tea. I certainly would never want... The sight of blood, I'd be on the floor. Maeve, I mean, what about that argument that, you know what you're getting into? In the UK, by the way, it's the same. You don't get paid during training either in the UK, and you'll actually pay higher for your fees. What about that argument?
Yeah, my mom is a nurse, so I knew exactly what I was in for. But, you know, it's a professional degree now. There's so many ways to go with nursing. I thought it seemed like a really exciting career. No one understood that there was going to be a pandemic. That's our big thing. We're not asking for much. We're asking to be paid because we're working during a global pandemic. We're putting ourselves and our families at risk. You know, we didn't know this was going to happen. We didn't know we'd have to work through this. You know, you have to realise we're being told that if we don't go to placement and if we don't fulfil our hours, we won't be able to qualify. We need to put in a certain amount of hours to qualify as nurses. It's by the NMBI, which is the nursing board. So, you know, no one thought that we'd be putting ourselves in dangerous situations like this every day for free. I think that's outrageous to just expect that of us.
Well, Laura, I don't know if it makes you feel any better. The latest update on the story is now, of course, is that Anne Rabbitt has suggested, of course, that because you weren't available to take up a second job, in other words, like most students who would be studying whatever it is, could do a part-time job in a restaurant or bar or whatever, and you weren't available to do that because the HSE asked you not to do that, that you will be entitled to most likely a PUP payment backdated to when they stop paying you. Does that take the sting out of it a little bit?
It's a small gesture, isn't it?
Well, yeah, it'll be a couple of grand, won't it? Get you through the Christmas. but going forward, Laura, you believe that students... Laura, from what year? Do you believe first, second year, third year, fourth year? Or just in the final year and fourth year you should be paid? When do you think you should be paid from?
For me personally, first year, like... I only got to do one placement in first year because I was supposed to be out for March, April, but obviously they wouldn't let us out on placements as student nurses, just as healthcare assistants.
Yeah.
So for me personally, for first year, I didn't really learn I didn't learn what I was supposed to be learning. So
okay.
I don't know, like when... Definitely they expect more from you from second year on anyway in the hospital.
Okay, so you believe maybe from once you're in the hospital, so to speak, and being used as a skivvy.
Well, I think once you find your feet and you know what you're supposed to, expected of you,
yeah.
Then maybe, yeah.
Yeah, and you're actually...
Like I'd spend €100 a week travelling to Cleveland.
Yeah. No, I mean, I know it's difficult.
€25 a week.
And Laura, I mean, what's your plan in 2 years' time? Two and a half-ish. What's your plan? Are you going to stay in Ireland in the HSC? Are you going to the NHS? What are you going to do?
I have three kids, so I'd be staying where I am.
Okay, so you're going to stay in Ireland. All right, okay, good.
If there's any jobs,
yeah.
You're not guaranteed a job when you're finished either, so...
Maeve, Australia is calling, is it?
Australia, yep.
All right, okay.
My entire year, we were saying that last night. Everyone was putting up polls saying Dubai or Australia.
The Dubai are the big payers, aren't they? Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Exactly. I know of a teacher who's out in Dubai, and my God, they're going to have enough for a deposit in a house just after 3 or 4 months' work. It's ridiculous the money they're paying, and it's tax-free. But in saying that, see, here is the problem. Ireland is a small country. And the reason many nurses and midwives and doctors head from Ireland over to the NHS or to Australia or Canada or wherever it happens to be is it's not just about the money. It's about the opportunities for, you know, to upskill, more training in different departments.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And we're never going to have that in this country. We're a small country with 5 million people. So we don't have those kind of, you know, the huge services they would have in those countries. So how do we keep nurses in this country? Yes, by respecting them and treating them well. That's one way of doing it. And I believe the education should be free. I don't believe you should have to pay college fees at all. Provided, and as I said, I would put a caveat in there, Laura, and say you have to stay in the country. Would that be a good idea, Laura?
So in other words, stay here for five years
and it's for free. Once you qualify, stay for 5 years. That's grand. But if you don't stay for 5 years, we want our money back off you for training you.
Yeah. Well, I it's a fair statement to make, isn't it? You know, put back in what you're after getting.
Right, okay.
That's a hard one because, like, people emigrate every year. You know, you can't... I don't know. I know.
You're kind of forcing people's lifestyles. I get it. I mean, you're just trying to control people's lifestyles. But you are... You know, the government do have a responsibility to taxpayers' money. Yeah. All right. Well, look, ladies, it's been lovely talking to you. And I hope you do get looked after and respected and get the respect that you both deserve for working on the front line and from everybody around the country. I'm sure we appreciate the work that you all do.